the call comes to us afresh today. The organ speaks. Have you ever been blessed by listening to the organ as these hymns are played?
Yes.
Get the message. All they that put their trust in God shall never be ashamed. Have you got the message that comes to us time and time again? To trust. Trust me. Trust me for salvation. Trust me to perform my work in you. Trust me to perform my work in the village. Trust me to perform my work in the cottage. Trust me to do the thing that I have purposed to possess every one of us more fully for himself. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. And God is at work.
Hallelujah.
That it may be realized.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know we desire to trust you, and we want to register our trust, our faith with you today, and believe for your working, your works of salvation to be manifest today throughout the camp, in every life, in our children. Thank you for our children, Lord, this new generation. Lord, meet them. Meet them. Raise them up for your service. For service in your kingdom. Kingdom. I believe the Lord is calling youth, calling all of us. He wants to do a work in the earth. And he is accomplishing that. You know, I met one of those bigger counselors, and I stood before him. I can't see. My sight is somewhat impaired, so I have to get right up to you. This is David. And so I stood before him. I looked at him. I said, "You're a victor. You're a victor." "Yeah," he said. "How did you know?" "Well, I kind of heard there's somebody on the grounds whose name is Victor. Victor." And he says, "You know, you are studying Thessalonians. I lived there. I'm Greek." Why do I say that? They come from the east, from the west. They come from the lands afar to sit with the king, to dine as his guests. How blessed his children are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with that divine look. Blessed partakers of his grace. They come from Germany. They come from Romania. They come, well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Some from every kindred, tribe, and nation shall be there. Now, if you get a call to the mission field, know that it's not in vain, because some from every tribe and nation will be there. Oh, God, raise up. Raise us up. And I believe that God will raise up young people and send them forth. Valerie and Sarah and others. And we're told we ought to pray about that. You know, there was a need in Tortola. And so the need was presented. There's a need. Someone, who was it? Janet Grossman needs someone to help. So they prayed, they prayed, they prayed here. And we ought to pray, because the Lord has told us, pray, that laborers may be thrust out into the harvest field. When's the last time you prayed like that? Lord, raise them up. Raise them up in our assemblies, in our home assemblies, home churches. Lord, put your hand upon those whom you choose. And so Vita Greenwood, she was here. And I don't know when the Lord spoke to her, but they had prayed. I don't know whether it was in the ladies' room. You know, the Lord can speak to you anywhere on these grounds, and anywhere. He can speak to you while you're doing the pots. Oh, I have to commend you. And all of you, what a job you've done. You know what they do now for me? They even put my tea bag in the cup. I don't even have to take it out, you know. It's there already. They're serving me in love. Where can you find service like that? Well, that's the service you people are rendering. And I want you to remember. I want you to remember. Hebrews 6:10. You can look at it every day. When you get up in the morning, look at it. Look at it. I mean, this is, well, I'm giving this, I mean, for the sake of the workers. But the call, I want to respond to the call that our brother, we welcome Paul back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those whom you set in ministry here. Thank you, Lord, and equip them. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, we thank you for every one who serves. We thank you for Aletha. We thank you for Elsie. Those who work in the front office. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for their service, their commitment, their labor of love. May we emulate them in that and labor in love, the love of Christ. And so I want to trust thee more today, Lord. I want to trust you for what you intend. I want to believe for great things. Raise my faith in thee. I asked Philip, where does it say, where is it, where it says, increase our faith? Well, that's in the 17th of Luke. And it was the apostles who came with that request. They said, Lord, increase our faith. It's interesting. And it's symbolic. You know, faith can remove anything. Faith can remove it, even like if it's only a grain of mustard seed. You say to the sycamore tree, be removed and be planted in the sea, it shall be done for you. But then, I think in answer to their request for such a faith, he gives a little parable about a master whose servants are out in the field doing their chores, working the garden, feeding the cattle. And he said, when they come home at night, what does the master say to them? Sit down, now I'm going to serve you. He doesn't say that. He says, first, prepare for me. And afterward, you can sit down and have your meal. You see, it's the nature of the servant, it should become the nature, and it is the nature of a servant to obey. Obey. That's the thought. Obey. I think obedience comes first before increase my faith. The Germans have it correct. We sing it, trust and obey, but they say obey and then trust. How can God increase our faith if we're not in the way of obedience? Let me obey every command that He gives. And then faith will grow. And so they took that song to Germany. Was that one of the theme songs? Trust and obey?
Yes.
I think so. And it's your theme song, my theme song as well. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. You know, there has been some blessing in the fact that I can't see too well because I have to read slowly. Every word, there's something in every word that the Lord wants me to catch. So I have to read slowly. But you can't sing slowly. You have to catch up with everybody else. And there's where I lose it. I can't follow those words as rapidly as you. But it yet remains. Trust and obey, Brother Gordon. There is no other way, Sister so-and-so, to be happy in Jesus and to be for Him, but to trust and obey. Now we all know where that is. 390. 390.
Stand as we sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove to be.
Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Someone has a word of testimony or a song.
Can we say 39 in the camp book?
The 39 in our camp book. 39. Sing number 72. in our camp books. Number 72.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Love, wonderful love of God, so boundless and so free, to think that Christ, His only Son, should die on Calvary. Oh, love so great, so vast, so high, that He should for the sinner die. Love, wonderful love, the love of God to me. Love, wonderful love, so great, so rich, so free. Wide as the ocean, deep as the sea, high as the heavens above, His love to me. Wonderful love of God to me has been made known. To me the Spirit freely gives and claims me for His own. Oh, love so wondrous, so divine, that I am His and He is mine. Love, the love of God to me. Love, wonderful love, so great, so rich, so free. Wide as the ocean, deep as the sea, high as the heavens above, His love to me. Love, wonderful love of God, with joy I now proclaim to sinners lost, that they may have salvation through His name, that they may now with others prove Christ dying and undying love. Love, wonderful love, the love of God to me. Love, wonderful love, so great, so rich, so free. Wide as the ocean, deep as the sea, high as the heaven above, His love to me.
Now could we just sing that chorus again? Do we need the books anymore? If we could just sing that right to the Lord. An offering of thanksgiving for His sacrifice for us, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that purchased us. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just sing that chorus again right to the Lord.
Love, wonderful love, the love of God to me. Love, wonderful love, so great, so rich, so free. Wide as the ocean, deep as the sea, high as the heavens above. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, draw us to yourself, my God. Jesus, we give ourselves to you afresh today. Oh, Jesus, because of your great love, because of the mercies of God, we present ourselves. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, take us, Lord, take us, keep us. Oh, Jesus, you love me. You love me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Bajaka bajaka.